Mr. Bird, Reel 4. Now, we were talking about your time aboard HMS Bullen, going through the North Atlantic convoys, and since last time you've remembered that when you were off duty, or so to speak, when you weren't on your radar, you actually had another job that you were given to give you something to do.
Yeah.
And that was in the galley. Could you tell us about that, what your work in the galley was?
Well, it was keeping the utensils clean, for one thing. And I did help to prepare some of the food, because my there was two of us, or there were two of us, had this job in the galley.
Were you a galley hand then, or did you have a name? Or
not really, no. I mean, we merely worked in the galley, and
it was just your regular place of duty.
Yes, yeah, yeah. When I wasn't on watch.
So you and your mate, you were saying?
Yes, and he was a oh Lord, I can't think of the phrase now. He was himself in a cook butcher's. And what he didn't know about various joints of meat wasn't worth knowing. And very often he used to prepare us meals rather than the meals that went onto the mess deck. So really, I didn't do too bad myself. I can say that now, it's a long time afterwards, but I quite enjoyed it. I mean, it was better than going standing on the bridge on lookout duty.
Now, you were on for about 5 months before the ship was sunk, 6 or 7 months. What do you remember about it? Do you remember any particular incidents? Or is it blurred away a bit?
It is blurred away quite a lot, actually. But one thing sticks in my memory, and it really is unimportant, but we very often went into Ireland, Northern Ireland.
Pollock Dock.
Yeah. In particular, it was for refuelling. And I do recall it was halfway between the entrance of the River Derry and Londonderry itself. There was a fueling station there. And I remember we tied up there one day, and they started refueling us with bunker oil. And suddenly the oil started overflowing in our mess deck. And we had a hell of a job clearing that lot up afterwards.
Why had that happened?
Well, they'd overfilled us, and it was an overflow pipe that was spewing out this bunker oil.
How much came in? How deep was the mess deck in it?
Oh, it wasn't terribly deep, but there was quite a lot of it there, though. And I don't think there's anything worse than that stuff.
How did you clean it up? Because it is difficult to clean up.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know that we all got stuck into it. I mean, we had to. I'm sure, though I can't remember, there must have been an enormous lot of cotton waste used. But we got it all cleared up in the end.
Were you on any of the troop ship runs to Iceland?
Yes.
What do you remember of them?
I used to enjoy those because we used to travel quite a speed. Used to go into Reykjavik. from Greenock. And they used to be very often the good old with us. I suppose she was what you would call our sister ship. I don't know whether she was or not. We were always together, you know. But unfortunately, she was sunk on Russian convoys. And after
what happened when he got to Reykjavik?
Well, I just went into Reykjavik Harbour, and I can't remember. I never went ashore there. I do remember how we used to go. As far as I can remember, it was like up a little field into Reykjavik Harbour.
Now, did you get on well with the ship's crew of Goodall? Because they were there when you were sunken. Why not?
I don't know. I think that there was a bit of friendly rivalry between the two ships. I don't know why, but mind you, I can't remember the names of my shipmates now on the Bullens. I'm sure I wouldn't remember any of them on the Goodall. But there was a lot of friendly rivalry.
But it was friendly.
Oh, definitely.
It wasn't punch-ups ashore.
Oh, no. No, it was friendly.
You were with her escorting HMS Nelson after D-Day. Do you remember that?
I remember. I can't remember. You see, I've got it at the back of my mind that I don't know whether we actually went down with her to the south of France. Because she was supposed to, Nelson was supposed to bombard, not Marseille, was it? I don't know. I can't remember, I can remember her firing her guns, and we were a heck of a distance from her. And the water round the edge of the Bullen shivered, you know. It sort of shimmered when she fired her guns. I don't know. I can't remember who escorted the Nelson with us. I don't know whether that was the good old... Was it?
I think so, yes.
Yes, I know she was always with us. Well, we were with her.
Now, what about the last couple of months, you know, the months leading up to December? You'd moved to an escort group, hadn't you?
I can't remember, quite honestly, now. We were
19 escort group it was.
Was it?
But you don't really remember.
No. But, I mean, we were always... looking for subs, I mean, and that was one of the things that I was involved with on the plot.
Well, tell me a bit about that, you know, because...
Well, there again, it's all very dim now, but we used to mark off the ship's movement on this plot, and very often it was zigzags. Very often it was a box where we were doing ASDIC work. And this used to show up on the plot.
What was the plot? Can you just explain for us?
Well, it was quite about a yard square, and it had paper on the top of it, and I can't remember whether it was a pinpoint of light or what it was, but we used to mark off every so often at certain times exactly where that marker was, so that we got we produced a true copy of the movement of the ship.
And would it also show other ships or other... Could you mark on...
No, where? No.
And anything else you remember about... That? So you'd be on that. That was your main duty on the plotting table, was it?
Well, no, no. We used to take it in turns. There was two of us and on watch together. Both of us radar operators. We used to take it... one was on the set while the other one was on the plot. If the plot was in use at that particular time, if it wasn't, we both sat at the set.
Now, anything else before the time the ship was sunk then?
No, not that I can really remember.
So what were you doing on the... This is on the 6th of December, and they were off Cape Wrath, the Bullen.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember it was quite rough. The sea was quite rough. We had the morning watch. I'm sure it was the morning watch. And my oppo, I think his name was Bolton. He had been in the Navy quite a long while before I joined. He was on the set at the time, and I was on the plot, and there was this hell of a bang, and dust was flying everywhere from the deckhead, and I remember clouting my head on the deckhead. I mean, I can't describe why or how it should have happened, but it did. Not terribly hard, but I definitely hit my head on the deck. And really, I don't think...
Was there much of a noise?
That was a tremendous noise. The bang itself was noise. I can't remember anything other than that.
Sorry, you were saying you and your mate?
Yes. We didn't know what had happened. And I don't know. I can't remember. I know I went out of the... Because everything had stopped, sort of thing. I mean, the ship had stopped. There were no lights. The set had gone off. I mean, there was nothing for us to do.
Where did the torpedo hit? Did you know?
Midships. No, I didn't know then, no.
Did you know it was a torpedo even?
No, no. But I went outside the radar room and there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing of people, and I suppose I was in a daze as well.
Was it? It wasn't a panic, then? It was
just no. There was no panic there. The next thing I heard that there were already some chaps in the water, that I heard that we were told to abandon ship.
Now, did you actually hear the captain give the orders, or...?
No, it was just passed from mouth-to-mouth sort of thing, you know, that...
What state was the ship in, you know, when you went on deck? I mean, how was it sinking, or was it splitting in two, or what was happening?
I can't remember. I remember a lot of... smoke where coming up from the side of the ship, and but I can't remember what had happened, or I can't visualize or see what had happened. although I was looking aft, it wasn't noticeable to me that the ship had sort of was dying, let's put it like that.
So you got these orders passed to you. You don't know who passed it to you.
No. But there was the Carly rafts were all in the water, and a lot of blokes were in the water before I even jumped over the side.
Now, did you go back to get your mate, or what happened with the other?
No, I don't know what happened to him. Oh, he was all right.
So when you got the orders to abandon the ship, what did you look for? What did you do?
Well, I went. Now this is where I can't remember clearly whether I was. Because she was a flush deck ship, I remember going to the side, and I jumped over the side, hoping to get near a Carly raft. I do remember that. And I was.
Do you know which side you jumped over?
The starboard side. I believe that was my abandoned ship part as well.
And how high? How much of a drop was it into the water?
It wasn't a tremendous drop because, as I say, she were flush decks, although the bridge and the radar office was slightly forward of amidships, it wasn't a tremendous height. I can't honestly say how high it was now, but had it been a destroyer or something with a drop onto the waist and the stern, it would have been a lot higher than it actually was.
And what was the water like when you got into it?
Very cold. Very, very cold.
What were you wearing when you went in?
I had my socks, trousers. I can't remember what sort of trousers they were. It must have been a jumper that I was wearing. One of the navy blue jumpers.
So you jumped over the starboard side into the water.
Into the water.
What could you see then?
Well, I saw this Carly raft, and it was loaded up with blokes, and I, like a fool, tried to get onto the Carly raft, and I always remember the chief cook was in that Carly raft as well, and he stopped me from trying to get in, and it wasn't that I was panicking, but... I thought there was room, but there wasn't. I just had to hang on one of the ropes on the side. And I remember getting my arm into this, through this rope between the Carly raft, you know. And that's how I held on, with the rope sort of in that, in my bend of my elbow.
What was happening to the ship while they were doing this?
I can't remember what happened to the stern, but we had a heck of a job getting away from the side of the ship. We kept getting pushed over towards the side. And every time we managed to get away from the side, we were pushed back again. And I don't know how long that carried on, but...
Were they using oars, or what were they using to try and get away?
I cannot remember. I know I was merely kicking.
How many were they on the raft?
Well, there again, I couldn't tell you. It's, there were quite a few because I think I was the only one that was hanging on the side of it. But there were quite a few in the raft itself. But I couldn't tell you, apart from the chief cook, I do remember him, or the officer's cook, actually. I do remember him being in there. But we couldn't get away from the side, and I do remember that the ship was, the bows was turning onto its side, and there was a space where the bows of the ship, now this it was quite a while, because as I say, the bows of the ship sort of went over on its side,
port or starboard side?
Starboard side. And was it the starboard side? I think it was the starboard side. And the only way we could get away from the ship was we managed to move this raft underneath the bows, and the one thing I vividly remember is that we got halfway under the bows and the bows started to come down with the movement of the sea, that frightened me, because I thought we'd had it, but it went up again, and we managed to move the sea. I don't know whether it was the tide that was running or what, or the wind, but it pushed us right underneath the bows. We got right underneath and out the port side, in effect. Much after that, I cannot remember at all. I remember seeing the bells go up, but I can't remember what happened to the stern part of the ship, but she broke in half, any rate.
Did you see the bows go under?
No, I didn't see. I can't remember seeing either of the ship go under. But I know, I think, although I can't remember now, but I do remember as soon after that, I reckon that I was in the sea about 2.5 hours.
Now, what was that like physically and mentally for you? What was the effect of such cold?
I can't honestly remember. I don't know whether it's a complete blank. It's a complete blank until now I do remember the Hesperus.
Now, just before we get the Hesperus, some people have talked about singing going on in the water, you know, to keep people's spirits up, to keep them warm. Do you remember any of that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, the only thing I remember, we were booing and cheering as the Hesperus come round to pick us up, and then she flew off again.
Well, I've led you on. Tell me what, you saw the Hesperus, that was the next thing you remember, really, is the Hesperus.
Yes, yeah.
And what did you see happening?
Well, I didn't. All I remember was that the Hesperus would come up fairly close to us, And we must have been fortunate because no one was hurt on the Carly raft. But I know she went off again, whether the skipper didn't put his go flat out, you know, to get away from us. Because we heard afterwards that there'd been a torpedo, one or two torpedoes, I don't know what now, fired at him or fired at the Hesperus. And they had to move pretty damn quick to miss the torpedoes.
But they didn't swamp your Carly?
No, not as I can recall, any rate.
And you were cheering and booing when this
Yes, yeah. And that's something I can remember. I mean, not to... It was meant, believe you me, I mean, there must have been a lot of foul language going on as well towards the Hesperus. But...
What happened next?
Because she was the only ship that I can remember seeing there. Well, eventually... we got right up alongside the Hesperus, and there was
she
scrambling nets. Oh yeah, she came back. Oh well, she did. I mean, there was there must have been others in the water around us, because I mean she'd picked up quite a few survivors, I can remember. We came up to this scrambling net, and I was between the Carly raft and the ship's side, and I tried to get hold of the, tried to grab the scrambling net and pull myself up, but I just didn't have the strength to do it, and I remember going back, falling back into the water. I was still holding onto the Carly raft for some unknown reason, and I was getting with the movement of the Hesperus, she rolled, and the Carly raft seemed to come in, and I was acting as a fender, and all my legs were torn with the barnacles that were on the side of the Hesperus, actually. I can remember being pushed down by the Hesperus. And when she came up again, I came up as well, but I could see, I was under the water, and I could see the light of the top of the water. And then I must have blacked out, because the next thing I remember, I was up on the deck of the Hesperus, and I do remember they put a knife in the top of my jumper and ripped the whole lot right the way down. I was wrapped in a blanket, and they took me along to one of the mess decks. I did hear afterwards.
So how'd you got aboard?
That's it. One of the officers got down the scrambling net, got hold of me. Must have seen the plight, I don't know. Because, as I say, I cannot remember anything after being pushed down into the water by the movement of the Carly raft and the movement of the Hesperus.
So this officer had pulled you out?
He,
you don't know that, that's just what you were told?
That's what I was told, yeah.